This is an axial view of the structure we shall propose. Because this is also the view of the octamer core shown in the Luger et al. Protein Data Bank entry, and that again is accession number 1AOI, this is therefore a view from which many deliberations will begin. Wherefore, I have taken to referring to this particular view as root position, which is actually a term I have borrowed from music. In part one of this slide series, I generally referred to this same position as being a frontal view. But in the current presentation, I've come to prefer the non-directional term root position, because this view will generally be treated here as more of a top view than a frontal view. The core structure, taken directly from the Luger et al. PDB file, has been left almost entirely untouched. But the 8 N-terminal strands, formerly unstructured, are, in this modified model, highly structured. No longer random coils, here each one is now a beta strand, potentially able to form a beta sheet with a neighboring nucleosome. Each beta strand complexes with DNA through charge interactions between the positively charged basic lysine and arginine residues of the protein and the negatively charged phosphate groups of DNA. The problem in modeling the DNA is exactly the same one we had with protamine. There is simply no way to model the N-termini as DNA binding domains if we assume the Watson-Crick structure pertains to the human somatic cell nucleus. If, however, we assume the structure for DNA that almost surely exists in the human sperm cell nucleus, where the only significant DNA binding protein is protamine, then the task here of moving the DNA out of the superhelical ramp and into the N-terminal region is reduced from one of unimaginable difficulty to one of relative simplicity, requiring only the ironing out of a few details. This slide shows the final result. The remainder of this presentation will merely show how this structure was derived. I should say at the outset that this is not a perfect model, but it's as far as I've been able to take it, in accordance with the limitations placed upon us by our current concepts of the histone core structure. Let us begin to look at some of the details. The N-termini are those curved structures, one of which is now indicated by an arrow. Note that there are two such beta strands in each of the four quadrants of the nucleosome, eight in all, corresponding to the eight subunits of the histone octamer. The DNA is the X-shaped figures between the paired beta strands. This species of tetraplex structure is described in great detail in the accompanying slideshow entitled The Probable Structure of the Protamine DNA Complex, right here on this website. But we shall nevertheless review its basic features again here in a few moments for the benefit of those who can't or won't watch the protamine presentation. The picture shown in the current slide is, obviously, a composite picture. The histone core is portrayed only as ribbons because the atomic details of the core were fully dealt with in part one and need not be repeated here. The N-terminal beta strands and their associated DNA, however, are portrayed as atomic models because that will reveal the details which will be necessary if we are to comprehend this structure. The four quadrants of the model are shown in what is called non-perspective view, courtesy of Schrödinger Maestro, a virtual modeling program which has the ability to portray vertical columns as if they were cross-sections through the middle of the column. And you'll see how this non-perspective view differs from perspective view a few slides down. Later on, I'll show you exactly and precisely how this structure was derived. For now, however, let's just look at its general features, so you'll have at least some preliminary orientation for the discussion that follows. Let's start by isolating one of the four beta strand DNA complexes and rotating that one so we can comprehend what it might look like in three dimensions. The corner quadrant, which is labeled here, is the dwelling place of histone subunits H2A and H2B, specifically the C and D chains.